Hello everyone, I am Ankur Shiv Bhandari and welcome to this episode of Intentonomics.
Let me start this episode by asking a simple question. What are you afraid of? If your answer is, I am not afraid of anything, that is brilliant and may that remain the case for long. However, if there are fears that do come to your mind, which is normally the case and should be the case with most living beings, what would that be? Let me share some of my fears. I'm afraid of heights. This came about as a result of a slightly loose belt on one of the most horrible roller coasters in one of UK's theme parks. I don't know whether I should say the second one, but I am afraid of spending long periods of time away from my children when they grow up. I was afraid of public speaking. What are your fears? If I take one of my fears as an example, which is the fear of heights, I spent many years not going on any rides. But when our children started growing up, I couldn't just not take them for rides, so had to do something about it. And the only possible solution was to face my fear. In a Disneyland Paris trip a few years ago, I decided to face my fear and went with my son on one of the roller coasters to start with. Did obviously check that the belt was proper and tied this time, and to be honest, the experience was not that bad. There are other fears which constantly niggle at us, such as the fear of not finding the right job, losing the job, fear of sustaining the business, fear of becoming a laughingstock if you're not able to live up to society or peer group expectations, as you might perceive them to be. And believe me, I have gone through most of them and sometimes still do. My question to you is this. What is the worst do you think can happen? Let's say you don't have a job. What is the worst that can happen? Your business doesn't succeed. What is the worst that can happen? And similarly, in the context of other fears, there is a saying in Bhagavad Gita that what did you bring into this world and what will you take away? Whatever you make here will be left behind. So worrying about and getting subdued by these fears is not really going to amount to anything too big, I believe. Rather, if we face our fears and be prepared for whatever might happen, we can maybe channelize our energies as a result of this fear towards more productive outcomes. And maybe the reason for fear might not exist in the first place. Give it a shot. Face your fear and see it disappear. Thank you so much, and until next time, bye-bye.